Lord Jesus, my Savior and Helper, I bow before you in humility. To the world and what is in it I die. I consider it as nothing already here. You, Lord, are the potter, and I am the clay. Do with me as it pleases you, until in me the image of Jesus is made perfect. Lord Jesus, help me to serve you and to save souls for you. Oh, may my life and walk lead them to the glorious light. You, Lord, are the potter, and I am the clay. Do with me as it pleases you, until in me the image of Jesus is made perfect. Lord, help me to be ever patient and to rest fully in faith. O teach me to do unto my brother as I would have him do unto me. You, Lord, are the potter, and I am the clay. Do with me as it pleases you, until in me the image of Jesus is made perfect. Lord Jesus, grant me faithfulness. I will firmly resist the enemy, that when I must depart, I may be ready to go. You, Lord, are the potter, and I am the clay. Do with me as it pleases you, until in me the image of Jesus is made perfect. It stays that way. It will certainly happen. What you have believed, because the Word promises it to you. Oh, learn to believe without first seeing. Trust God. Heart, He will not disappoint you. It stays that way, as it is written in the Word. As it is written, let it stand. A word that has remained in your heart. You shall see it fulfilled in His time. It stays that way. Faith will triumph, even if everything opposes it. Heart, only believe. You will not be defeated. He in whom you trust, He has overcome. It stays that way. You must not long ask what path your God will lead you. He can already carry us on His Father's arms, even if you don't feel His presence. It stays that way. you can trust in the Lord. However gloomy and dark things may be around you, in faith you can see God's help. Therefore, hold fast to it. It stays that way. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, for today's devotion with Brother Frank from Zurich, I greet all brothers and sisters worldwide in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise and thanks be to the Lord, that we may still live in the time of grace. In Psalms 90 it is written that we should number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Even young people can suddenly be taken from this earthly life. This was also the case with Willy Marty. He went home on the 29th of August at the age of 57. He was ready to meet the Lord and may now see what he believed. Willy has known that his Savior lives. For his last words, he spoke out loud and clear, Jesus is victor. Jesus lives. We recognize from the signs of the times that there is not much time left for us either. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word remains forever. What a grace that there is a place of refuge for us in this last evil time of the storm. For the Lord is our shield and buckler, and on his word we wait, for he is the word. We are thankful and glad that the Lord has commissioned Brother Frank to preach the word of God as it is written, and that we may thus also consolidate our preparation today from a cold mouth. All virgins now hear the final call and go out to meet the bridegroom. Before we pray, I would like to read a word from Philippians chapter 3. Philippians 3, I read from verse 10 to 21, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Himmlische Berufung Gottes in Aussicht stellt. Wir alle nun, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Up to here, this precious and holy word of God. May the Lord make the power of his resurrection manifest in our midst this afternoon, is the prayer of us all. Let us pray. Great God of grace, with grateful hearts, we stand and look up to you, from whence alone comes our help. We are here to hear your precious holy word, for it is the only thing that can help us. Lord, have mercy on us. We do not only want to hear your word, we want to experience the power of your resurrection in our midst. O God, search every heart this afternoon. Examine us, Lord. If something of yours cannot stand, take it out. Lord, we want to serve you. We want your perfect will to be done in all things. Baptize us all with the Holy Spirit, so that your resurrection power may be attainable, that nothing earthly may remain, and we may see that all sicknesses, all satanic powers, and all these frightening nervous conditions disappear, and all these lame legs become healthy. Bless and strengthen the bearer of the word today in a special way. Flow through him with your resurrection power. Make him fresh and alive through your Spirit, and anoint his lips when he speaks to us afterwards. Lord, work through your Holy Spirit in a mighty way and fall upon us anew. I ask it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I too would like to greet everyone very warmly from Zurich, and wish everyone God's blessing from the bottom of my heart. I am, of course, very moved, But first, I would like to thank Brother Baumgartner for the precious word he just read. Everything is in it: exhortation, instruction, consolation. Everything is contained in the word. And for that, we are very grateful to our Lord. We can see from the signs of the times that the second coming of the Lord is really just around the corner. And we all know what has been foretold and what is happening. And may lift up our heads, because we know that our bodily redemption is near. But most of you have also heard that a brother came to me with a big book, and in this book is nothing but criticism about Brother Branham, about his statements, about everything concerning him. He wanted to read me the headings. I commanded him to close the book and leave the office. I have nothing to do with what opponents of the Lord are doing at this time. And I want to read today what is on my heart. But before I do that, dear brothers and sisters, please believe me. I have such a responsibility before God as no one else has at present. And I carry the cause of God from the time I rise till I lie down. And on Tuesday, I had laid everything before the Lord, and I had just stood up, and then the mighty words went forth: send to all 4 to 7 of Brother Branham's healing services. And with that moment, I knew that I didn't need to say anything more, but that all would have the opportunity to hear and see what the Lord has done in our time. And now I ask Brother Borg to read what I want to say. Here you go. Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, it is on my heart to give a very serious admonition to all. Do not engage in any conversation or discussion about William Branham and his ministry. The word in 1 Chronicles 16:22 says, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." Brother Branham was a promised prophet, a man sent by God to bring the final message that foreruns the second coming of Christ. And as our Lord could say in John 5, verse 19, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, The Son can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do. This is also what Brother Branham said. He first saw in visions details of the person he was to pray for, and then was able to pronounce their healing in the name of Jesus Christ. On the 6th of June 1963, he repeated what he had often said: I have seen tens of thousands of visions, and all of them were exactly right. In Mark 3, verse 28 and 29, it is written: Verily I say unto you, all sins shall be forgiven unto the sons of men, and blasphemies, wherewith soever they shall blaspheme. But he that shall blaspheme against the Holy Ghost has never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. I have all of Brother Branham's original sermons with me, and most of them end with a healing service. For 10 years, I was joined with Brother Branham and personally attended such meetings with healing services. I am an eye and ear witness of His ministry and what the Lord has done through Him. Now you all have the opportunity to witness such a healing service.
Do you realize that this now, what I have preached about, what you have heard about, what the Bible has told, it's either got to be proven now to be the truth or it's wrong. Now comes the showdown. Is Christ alive? If He is, He'll make Himself known to you Pentecostal people. Did not Jesus say, or Paul, I beg your pardon, Paul said to the Corinthian church, if all speak with tongues and one come in unlearned, he'll say you're mad. But if one prophesies and reveals the secret of the heart, then they'll fall down and say, God is with you. How many knows the Bible says that? Raise your hands. Sure. See, how could you say it with something else when Paul and Jesus and the Holy Spirit just keeps going on with it? Now, to you that's in the prayer line, how many of you know that I do not know you or know nothing about you, your calls? Raise your hands, will you? All right. Every one of them. I don't see a person there that I've ever seen in my life. Now, again, so the audience, visible audience, can see it. Every one of you in the prayer line that knows that I do not know you or know what's wrong with you or know your desires or what you're here for, raise up your hands again. You see it? All right. Now, neither do you out there. The only person I thought I seen, Brother Julius Statscliffe here somewhere. I guess it was this afternoon. We were sitting along here somewhere. Now, here is the showdown now for the next few minutes. Now, remember, it's not me. Now, just be seated. Keep your seats and be real quiet just for a moment. Now, it's not me. I don't know these people. Those people don't know me. My hand is before God. I don't know a one of them. And they raise their hands that the same. They don't know me. I don't know them. So something's got to take place if these scriptures are made true. All right. Now, there's a woman coming here now. Now, I suppose that mic is alive there too, is it? You can stand right there then, lady. Now, here we are meeting a man and a woman. The first time in life to meet. I do not know her, never seen her. I suppose this may be the first time we've ever come this close together, less knowing in her life. If that's right, raise up your hand. Yeah, that's right, the first time we've ever met. All right? But she's here for some cause. Now, what can happen? What can Jesus do with this? When I've already said, if she's sick, by His stripes she was healed. But He's still the same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever. One time in St. John 4, this come together again, a man and a woman. Jesus met the woman at the of Samaria. And he asked her for a drink. You know the story. And Jesus kept talking to her till he found out what her trouble was. How many knows what her trouble was? She had five husbands, living with the sixth one. And when he told her that, she said, I perceive that you are a prophet. We know when the Messiah cometh, he'll tell us these things. That was a sign of the Messiah. If he's the same Messiah today, he's gone away in the body of flesh. Jesus was crucified. God raised it up and set it on his throne. But the spirit that was in him has come back upon his church. And it's a yielding to the Holy Spirit. I don't know her. She don't know me. Now, if she believes, all right, she might be a critic. She might be a hypocrite. She might be a Christian. She might be sick. She might need finances, spiritual aid. I don't know nothing about her. If she's a critic, watch what happened to her in the next few minutes. You've been in meetings before you and seen what happened then. Now, here's where that's another Ananias and Sapphira case. But now I'll speak to her just like our Lord spoke to that woman till he found her trouble. Then if, let her be the judge. Now if I walked up and said, sister, you're sick. That might be right, might be wrong. If she said, yes, of course he knowed I was sick. I'm in the prayer line. Well, it could be she wasn't sick. And laid my hands on her and said, praise the Lord, you're going to get well. Well, she should believe that. But what if the Holy Spirit comes here and goes back down her life and tell her what she has been? Now, she knows whether that's the truth or not. And if he knows what has been, surely he'll know what will be. You believe that? I just want to talk to the woman just a moment. Being that this is our first time meeting, and you're quite sure that there's something taking place. Because standing before a man wouldn't make you feel as you're feeling now. Did you ever see that picture of the angel of the Lord, that light over where I was standing as they taken? In Phoenix, Arizona, you saw it. All right? That same light is between you and I now. Now, if that is the same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel, he come and was made flesh. He said, I came from God and I go back to God. After his death, burial, and resurrection and ascension, he met Paul on the road to Damascus. And what was he back again? That pillar of fire. Put Paul's eyes out. Made him blind for a season. And he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He said, who are you, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus. Pillar of fire. Now, if the life of the vine produces something here, it's got to produce the same fruit here. Then if the Holy Spirit is in here, that same pillar of fire that's standing between you and I now, you being a woman, me a man, and if it can reveal to me what you're here for, then God's interested in taking care of your needs. Is that right? And you be the judge. If the audience still hears my voice, the woman seems to be going from me, and she's suffering with a nervous condition. That's what she wants me to pray for. That nervous condition causes a smothering around your heart. You congest. Can't breathe. You've been to the hospital. That's true. If that's true, raise up your hand. Now, what do you believe did that? Is he the same yesterday, today, and forever? I catch that feeling from somewhere. That you thought I guessed that. I did not guess that. Let me speak to her again. I do not know what I told you, for it wasn't me speaking. I don't know yet. But something was used in my lips to speak, told you the truth. If that's right, you be the judge. Raise your hand if that's right. Told you the truth. All right. Yes. The woman, it's a man. It's her husband. He's suffering also. He's here. That's right. If I'll tell you what's wrong with your husband, will you believe it's the Holy Spirit speaking?
I know it's true.
He has arthritis.
Amen.
That's right. And you've got a daughter here also. You believe God can tell me what's wrong with your daughter? She's got a back trouble and weakness. That's right, isn't it? They're both going to be well, and so are you. Go on your road home. Jesus Christ makes you well. The Lord bless you. Do you believe that the Son of God has risen from the dead and is here tonight in the form of the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Now he's just willing to do for you as he does here. Believe him. Have faith. Now the woman standing here is also a stranger. I do not know you. You don't know me. No more than you know me just by reading or something like that. That's right. Now, if the Holy Spirit will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe it to be Him? You know it'll have to. You'll know it will. That's fine. The lady is suffering with a high blood pressure.
Yes.
I see him put that around your arm and pump that little thing up, and it said it was too much, even for your age, and your eyes are bad. Another thing, if you pointed your finger towards your eyes then, that might make a slip for some more to the people out there that they might think I said that, but I've seen that anyhow. Let's stop again and talk a minute.
Yes.
There's something wrong with your throat also.
That's right.
And your throat stops up, and you have to take some kind of drug to open it up.
No.
Yes, and then you have another thing, something about your, it's a swallowing or something. If you will believe with all your heart, your high blood pressure and everything will leave you, and you can go and be made well. You believe
Praise
it?
God.
Go and rejoice
thank
and say,
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You.
Amen. All right. Do you believe with all your heart? We are strangers. You have a growth too. And that growth is on a female gland, the ovary. Says your doctor.
Yes.
That's right. If that's true, raise your hand. Somebody praying out there. I keep seeing one vision breaking is just breaking from everywhere. It's your faith that's doing it. Just like the woman that touched the garment of the Lord Jesus, she pulled from him. See? I'm trying to confine to speaking to you alone. Whatever he told you was the truth. That's right. Oh, I see now. An examination shows that it was pending an operation for a growth on an ovary. May I tell you this, then you know whether I'm telling you truth or not, if you'd believe me to be his prophet, his servant. You got someone on your heart you're praying for. If you'll believe with all your heart to look like a man that has a polio condition, if you believe with all your heart and will accept the Lord Jesus and believe that he'll do it, it'll all be settled for you and go home and be well. You believe that? Go and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. All right. Come, Barbara. Do you believe? Here's something. I saw a vision a few minutes ago of a woman having something wrong with the throat. It's this woman here. She's had an operation for it. You believe that God will hear and answer prayer for you? You do believe it? Margaret, that's your name. You're a lady preacher. Go on your road and rejoice. God's going to make you well. Amen. God bless you, sister.
Bless you, Brother Branham.
I suppose we're strangers to each other. God knows you. Do you believe that? If God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you accept Him as your healer and Savior? You suffer with something in your blood, a diabetes.
Yes.
That's right. And you have heart trouble.
Yes.
And you are a lady preacher also.
Yes.
And may you know this, and you'll know whether it's true or not. You got a husband at home suffering with the same
yes.
thing. You can't hardly move around with the
yes.
same thing. Believe it with all your heart. Go home and both of you get well. In the name of the
Jesus.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Go and may God be with you. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Do you believe that? Do you believe His presence is here? Jesus said, if you can believe, all things are possible. Now here stands a woman. She's a colored woman. Here's a perfect picture of St. John 4. You believe God can reveal to me what your trouble is?
Yes, I do.
You do.
Yes, I do! Hallelujah.
Well, you're not from this city. You've come from the south coming this way.
And
you're from Long Beach.
Hallelujah.
That's right. You got an enlarged heart. Go home and tell Jess and them it's all
right.
If thou canst believe. Now, I don't know the woman. That's the Holy Spirit that says those things. You might criticize that woman, but if you had been healed of something like that, you'd shout too. If you had been. And that's something. If you'd believe with all your heart, you'd have another Azusa Street revival. That lady's gone for Long Beach to spread the news just as hard as she can. Now, I keep feeling it coming that I'm reading the people's mind. I'm not. Come here, lady. I don't know you. Just put your hand on mine for a point of contact. I never seen you in my life. If I look this way and tell you what your trouble is, will you? You'll know what's the truth or not, won't you? All right, it's a lady's trouble, female trouble. If that's right, raise your hand. It's left you now. Go home and be well. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, come here, lady. Out you in the audience, be reverent. Just a moment. Lay your hand on. It's a tumor. You're ready for operation. You believe the Lord will make you well? If you do, raise your hand. All right, raise up your hand and believe it. Go on your road and rejoice then. Be happy, believing with all your heart.
Amen.
Look this way, lady. That old asthma about kills you sometimes. You can't hardly breathe at night. Go home, believe the Lord Jesus, and get well. Believe with all your heart, you'll be made well. You have a serious condition of heart trouble. You believe that Jesus will make you well? Go rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, and you shall get well. All right, come, lady. You believe that this anemic condition is going to leave you and Jesus Christ make you well from anemia? Go rejoicing and be happy and thank the Lord. You're shattered for death because darkness is around you, cancer. But will you believe that God will make you well? You accept it? Go home and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for making me well. See, it's your faith that does it. Amen.
Yeah,
have faith. Sure. You believe that He makes you well now? Just go on your road. That's the way and rejoice. Come. You're fixing for an operation for a tumor. Do you believe God will take it away from you? Go and rejoice according to your faith. So will be it unto you. Come, lady. You want to go eat your supper now and get over that stomach trouble? Go eat your supper then in the name of the Lord Jesus and be made well. You believe it with all your heart.
My
you
son
shall
needs
receive.
To be delivered from alcohol.
Amen. May the Lord grant it. All right, sister, when I said stomach trouble to her, something happened to you.
Amen.
A little cold feeling
thank
went through you.
Jesus.
You were healed. Go on your road and be made well. Your back trouble has left you. Did when you were sitting right down there a while ago when I was preaching. Go on your road and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Nervous heart, but Jesus will heal you. You believe He'll make you well? Go on your road and rejoice and be made well. What do you think about it, young lady? Watch for the baby. You believe me to be God's prophet, the servant of God? That baby's in a terrible condition. I don't know you, you don't know me. But do you believe God can reveal to me the trouble of that baby? It's just a baby. You believe it, sir? Will you both serve God with all your hearts? How many will believe if God will make known to that baby? The baby's blind. That's true. I can't see its eyes. Maybe you know this. The baby went blind because of some disease the mother had before the baby was born while she was pregnant with the baby. That's right. Measles. Go on your road and rejoice and believe, and the baby will receive its sight. If you can believe. Have faith in God. Aren't your back troubles gone? Go on your road and rejoice and be happy, thanking the Lord Jesus. Arthritis will never kill you if you'll believe God. Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness. Come. The female trouble, ladies' trouble, you believe with all your heart? Go on your road and rejoice and be happy and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Heart trouble, you believe that God will heal you the heart trouble? Got other things too, but that's the main thing that's bothering you. On your road rejoicing. Your back was healed while you stand in the line. Go on your road rejoicing and thank God. Do the rest of you believe with all your heart? He's God. Every one of you is healed right now, if you'll believe it. Do you believe it? Let us bow our heads just a moment. That same God that heals the sick saves the soul. If there's a person here in divine presence that's convinced that the Holy Spirit is confirming His Word, raise up your hand and say, I want to accept Him. That's wonderful. Thank you. How many sinners are here that did not believe? And now you do believe. Raise up your hand. Unbelievers that now believe. That's fine. Dozens and dozens of hands up. I want to ask you something. Would you walk right here? If God will hear my prayer and will answer for these people that's afflicted and so forth, won't He hear for your condition? Come forward just now and stand here just a minute. Let's have prayer together. Will you do it? Come out. Raise right out of your seat. Stand up, all you that desire to be prayed for these things. Like a soul's condition, spiritual conditions, sinners that wants to be saved. Come forward here just a moment. Come up here in the presence of Almighty God. Not because He isn't back there, but here's His vision. Something stopped me. I was going to call some more of that prayer cards, but something said, call that line to repentance. How do I know that a preacher isn't walking down the aisle at this time that'll be the one that God will use in these last days? How do I know that right in this building tonight is not something that God's calling for? Sure He is, or He wouldn't have stopped that prayer line. Come forward now to accept the Messiah. Accept Him as your Messiah. You Jewish people, get up and come down here. You've always said if Jesus could prove that He was a resurrected and would do the sign of the prophet, you would believe Him. Now Jesus is here. This is not me. I'm a poor man, uneducated. But the Messiah is here. Hallelujah! Thanks be to God. Come forward. Come all you souls of sin oppressed. There's mercy with the Lord. Come now while you're in His presence. Kneel around the altar here. All you people that wants to give your lives to the Lord Jesus while He's present. While the Holy Ghost is here present now. I don't know what He'll do in a few minutes. For something told me to stop that prayer line and make that call. That's right. Come on down out of the balconies everywhere. Walk down here just now, you that's not right with the Lord. And be reconciled to God. One of these nights, you're going to be called upon by the angel of death. Then this angel that's here tonight, the Holy Spirit, you're going to call for Him. But He might do the same thing that you probably will do now. Just sit still. You move now, He'll move then. God bless you. Come right on down this way, boys, and help them down in there if you will. Come right on out of the balconies now, if you will. Billy, got it. Where's Billy? Got a song?
Just as I am.
Right. Just as I am. Sing it with me while they're coming. Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for me, and that Thou didst become to me, O Lamb of
back to the Bible, back to the city of God, back to the freedom of heaven. Oh, what a blessed happiness. Out from confusion, there is much dead rock, to the light of the morning. Jesus leads the church. Back to the Bible, to the light in the Word. This be our motto forever. Holy to the Lord forevermore. Back to the Bible. That only delights the Savior. Jesus now calls his own. Obey his voice today. Often our fathers longed when they dwelt in Babel. We have now reached Zion, and where unity is enthroned. Back to the Bible, to the light in the Word. Be our motto forever. Holy to the Lord forevermore. Back to the Bible, where all separation ceases. Fleeing from Babel to Zion. Oh, what a blessed cause. Oh, how long we searched, longing for the light. But now in the evening we found it, as the Word promises. Back to the Bible, to the light in the Word. Be our motto forever. Holy to the Lord forevermore. Back to the Bible, following the Lord's call, to the words of the Savior. Which we gladly obey, never more to depart from him, who so gloriously delivers us. Heavenly being on earth, oh, what bliss! Back to the Bible, to the light in the Word. Be our motto forever. Holy to the Lord forevermore.